Well, welcome to our Labour weekend service. It's great to take a day's rest before Labour Day, isn't it? And to give praise to God and to come and worship together. There's no doubt one or two of us away holidaying elsewhere or taking a rest in other places. We think of them too. But I don't think we've got anybody extra here this morning apart from us usual ones, so that's good. Welcome anyway. I just want to read a few verses from Psalm 134 in the Message, and it's one I've used a number of times, and people often do use this one too as we come to worship. But it says, "Come bless God, all you servants of God, you priests of God, posted to the night watch in God's shrine. Lift your praising hands to the holy place and bless God. In turn, may God of Zion bless you, God who made heaven and earth." And that's who we come to worship this morning, the God who made heaven and earth, and who we can lift our hands in praise today. And thought it was interesting, you priests of God posted to the night watch in God's shrine, that we are perhaps in the night watch, and that can be a bit lonely and dark at times, and we need to lift our hands and remind ourselves of who we worship and who we serve, and not look at the cold dark circumstances outside sometimes. Right. We'll begin by singing "Build Your Kingdom Here, Lord." And so Joe, if we have that, please. It's still working on it, is it? Let's stand and sing.
Increase in us, we pray.
Thank you.
Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Father, Son, and Spirit, our God, Creator and Sustainer, we thank you that you are real, that you're above all. We thank you that we can come together and worship you this morning. Father, we just thank you for the wonderful spring that we've enjoyed here in this part of the country, for the blessings that that brings to us. Father, but we bring before you those who have faced flooding, devastating fires, and earthquakes, and other threats to their security and livelihood this morning. We ask that people's hearts would be turned to help them, that we would open our hands to share with what we have with them too. Father, cause it to be able to meet their needs, that you would give wisdom to those who are planning relief in these situations. We praise you that you're above all and nothing happens without you allowing it. That you are the one who puts governments in place and takes them down. Father, we acknowledge you as overall. Father, remind us to keep our eyes on you and our faith firmly in you, as Nehemiah did. As we come as your people before you today, may our hearts rejoice because we find in you a Father who has been exceptionally generous to us, who showed us love before we even knew you or turned to follow you, Lord Jesus. We lift our praising hands to the holy place, to you, our Father, our Creator. Please hear us today, and that our praise and worship and request be acceptable in your sight, through the Lord Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Right, so it's, we've got some notices. We've got the Barr family coming on the 29th, and also in Gore at the Baptist Church. Is it in the evening, Doug? There's a man, Cecil Peasley from South Africa, who's an evangelist, will be speaking. It's an event sponsored by the local Ministers Association. So we encourage people to support that and invite people to go along. Judy, you've got something you want to share with us?
Earlier on, the elders realised that we weren't representing our camps anymore, so we thought we'd have a time together. And when we thought about it, we were concerned that Camp Columba needed quite a bit of work done, so that's why we set as a working bee. And so rather than a church fellowship or the Baron Lakes, we're actually going to go and do some working. It's interesting, because David Bruce has come there, and he's actually set his team building time. He's actually working bee, so he's got his team. Rather than having to do wonderful exercises every Friday, the team building time as they're going through this massive list of things that they're doing at Camp Columba too. So, but I've had no feedback from anybody. So I kind of first of all want to know who is actually at this stage planning to go. Because they actually have cancelled, camps, so they've actually affected it. And I sort of thought, well, I probably need to find out whether we actually got anybody attending. So who at this stage is actually planning to come along on that Saturday afternoon in a fortnight? Even if it doesn't work out?
Can you?
Great. Okay, oh, that's good. In this newsletter, I've put that what we're actually doing, because you sent me through this massive list, and David describes it as an elephant to do at Camp Columba, and he says all we're doing is chewing at the ear at this stage. There's things like rebuilding, there's things like just massive painting work and things to do. And the new caretaker's a genuine handyman and he's doing very well catch up, but I think they're really feeling like they need to upgrade quite a lot in the place. So among all the jobs, we're actually going to focus on spraying. So those that are planning to come that have got spraying equipment, backpacks or even a small trailer on a motorbike or something like that, that can be bought. Removing rubbish, so we'll need trailers for that. Tidying up the gardens, so just general gardening tools and bits and pieces. And there'll be some minor carpentry and repair work, but the flying fox, the actual steps, and I don't know, there's quite a bit at the top, isn't there? They're trying to climb onto it for the younger ones is a bit harder. So if anybody wanted to do that separate some other time, they're welcome to go and have a look at it. When I talked to David about what would be required, he said it's probably the person that actually would do the work needs to go and assess it and work out how best it would work. So if there's anybody in the church that would like to contribute to a project like that, they'd be very much appreciated. The sewing, there's aprons and hats and tea towels and clean cloths all needed to be overlocked and things like that as well. At this stage, we've cancelled the chainsawing because they're sort of planning to do a chainsawing training weekend where they'll get people trained up and they'll get the qualification. So at this stage, it isn't a requirement, but if anybody would like and feels that they're confident enough, it may be worth putting one in just in case something does occur. So I'm getting the feedback not a lot of you are planning to come, so I'm just not sure what to do, whether we still go ahead or what are your general thoughts. I'm aware that Camp Conroy actually put in quite a bit around last coming, and I don't want only sort of 5 minutes to turn up, so I don't know what do we think. I know it's 2 weeks away, but I sort of thought, well, we would kind of be making that decision for now.
Another week?
Another week?
Get in contact with Judy or myself or Doug.
You can do that for really, because David's going to start getting stuff for us to be here, so I think that's going to be really good. Okay, so that'll be all. Thank you very much.
The other thing was we've got a board of nomination, or Ministry of Settlement Board, I suppose it's called now, that we're planning on setting up, and we've got a congregational meeting on the 12th of November to set that up, when Reverend Helen Martin will be here. And at that meeting, we'll want nominations for people to be on that board, and two of them will come from the session, and we'll, after this week, tell you who those are, because we're meeting this week. And there'll be four to come from the congregation. So what we would like, and what Helen requested too, is that we have nominations for those four to be in before the meeting, if at all possible. So please think about who you might like to represent the congregation on this board, and in search for a minister, or to determine really what the ministry will look like, but in the future in the parish too. So, and perhaps give those nominations, so we need the person's consent who's been nominated and a person to second them. And then if you give those names to me beforehand, that'll be good. Right? Birthdays and celebrations. Have we any birthdays this last week? Well, we're very quiet. I know.
Jeff missed out last week. Yeah,
Jeff missed out last week, did he? How did he do that? Right, Jeff, congratulations for another week ago, was it? 2 weeks ago now, is it? Yeah.
Almost.
Almost, yeah. Anyway, so I'm not sure whether the... yes, it is here. But we'll sing the celebration song anyway. Is anybody able to give
a few words? Celebrating with you, to Jesus be true. God bless you and keep you. Celebrating with you.
Yeah, may God bless you for another year too, Jeff. Yeah.